All right, another thing that I was talking about before, I was talking about the cancel culture thing, right? Was about, y'all might not know this, but I've been an Isaiah Rashad fan since, how long has it been? It's been a few years for sure. I'll say maybe. Oh shoot, I've been a Zay fan since probably 2017. So 5 years. That's 5 years. Yeah, man, I'll say 5 years, bro. And Isaiah Rashad's music helped me through the depressing times of high school in general, but definitely in 2018. 2018 was one of the hardest years for me mentally. But yeah, I've been a fan of his music for a minute, and I don't know if y'all heard, but basically, homie was outed as being some sort of homosexual. I say some sort because I can't necessarily say like you know how so many damn, like they say it's a spectrum. I think that's what they say, where it's like homie got kids, you know, he deals with women. You know they got so many labels and shit, like pansexual, like people who attracted to pans or whatever, I don't know, demisexual and all these different sexualities. Obviously, I'm joking about the pansexual thing, but if you ask me, put a gun to my head and ask me what the hell that shit mean, shoot me. You feel me? But yeah, basically, homie was caught on video, you know, slurp, slurp. And that shit kind of, you know, I'm not a homophobic dude, is what I'm getting at. And I'm about to attack this homophobia shit in the black community real quick. But let me get to that. Let me get to what I'm getting at first, though. But, yeah, man, that shit was hard for me to see personally because. Well, that's not what I'm into, so I guess that makes sense. But I think now that I think about it, honestly, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but it did kind of. I couldn't watch the video because, well, I don't. Nah, that's not homophobic. I was about to say it. Am I homophobic for not watching the video, you know? And like I think as a, you know, I think I'm a straight male, you feel me? I don't think it means I'm homophobic if I don't want to watch the video of a guy sucking another guy, you know. But that did make me uncomfortable. And I was trying to be like, yo, are y'all sure? Is this really him? But as soon as I watched like 2 seconds of the video, I was like, oh shit, bro. I can't watch this, man. Cause it in a way it also hurt knowing that it was Isaiah Rashad. And I'm still not sure exactly why. Maybe cause I already had, you know, I had an image of in my mind of who he was, and that didn't correlate, but at the same time, bro, that don't change nothing about me supporting this nigga. Like, I just went to this nigga's concert last year, bro, in November, on when he was on tour in ATL. You feel me? Right after the Braves won, he pulled up wearing a damn bandana and a Braves jersey. I'm like, hey, that's my nigga. You feel me? But him being on the spectrum of homosexuality, I'm just going to say a homosexuality for me. Him being a homosexual, I don't change shit for me because at the end of the day, bro, I don't know this nigga. I don't know him personally, you know. And I only listen to him because of his music and what it does for me, you feel me? This dude talking, like, attacking topics of suicide and, you know, not being shit, just dealing with shit in life, you know. I can relate to that. Like I said, he helped me get through high school, you know, get through my junior and senior year in high school, 2017 through 2019. You know, nigga wasn't dropping shit. I was just playing his stuff on replay, his old albums and mixtapes and stuff. But I really thought that this homophobia stuff was kind of dying down, because I'm not gonna say directly because of Tyler the Creator and Lil Nas X, but I was thinking, like, bro, there's so many more crazy things going on that I feel like we would get to the point where we're like, okay, you know what? That's not that serious. You know, we got people trying to be transracial, you know? Like, I think that's a more, I feel like that's something that would be a little more questionable and, like, you know, something that we should, if we were to put energy towards anything, I think that would be something where we put our energy towards, like, a white person deciding to become, you know, what was it? Did they decide to become Korean or Chinese or something? There's like, I woke up and I realized I'm actually a Chinese woman or whatever. You know, that shit crazy. Y'all can look it up. But yeah, man. It blows my mind seeing that, you know, every video that I watch, most of them in the rap community, but still, you know, seeing that, you know, the rap community is, you know, majority black males, I would say. And to see so many dudes like, oh hell no, I ain't gonna support no slurper, you feel me? Or whatever they might say, you feel me? Like, they just are automatically turned off. Honestly, I feel like any dude who was a real fan of Isaiah Rashad, that shit don't matter, you feel me? But to see that so many people are so offended by this man's sexuality blows my mind, you know? And homosexuality in the black community still doesn't make sense to me, because it makes me think, you know, once somebody's sexuality, you know about this person's sexuality and it's not straight, it's not what you are, you know. You define yourself as a straight black male, you know. So if you see a black male that's not straight, you know, you automatically, you can't see them for anything outside of them being homosexual, you know. You can't, oh, you this, you that, you know, I ain't fucking with you, I can't support this, I can't support that, I can't support you. I don't see you as anything else other than a homosexual. You know, I don't see the end of the individuality or the character of who you are as a person. You know, I only see you as a homosexual. I barely even, you know, they don't even really see you as a human at that point. And it blows my mind. It blows my mind that people are even that this concerned about somebody else's sexuality. Like, you, like, they gotta, like, like, after. They act like, bro, they act like after they find out some dude is homosexual, they gotta do some sexual acts with them, like they forced up next in line. Like, why does it matter to you so much, you feel me? And I'm only passionate about this because I've realized I get really passionate about stuff that I thought wasn't even a problem anymore. That's where a lot of my rants have came from recently. Where I'm like, I can't believe these things are actual problems still, or problems to begin with. Why they are new problems sometimes. But, you know, it makes me think, like, you find these groups of people and you prejudge them and you don't fuck with them, you know. It don't even matter who they are as an individual. You only see them as this group of people you don't fuck with, you know. Yet, you know, they're against racism towards black people. And it don't make sense to me. I feel like if you're gonna be a homophobic as a black person, you know, I feel like that shit comes from the same place as racism does. 'Cause you being prejudiced, you know. You judging somebody's whole character and who they are, and you automatically dismiss them off of, you know, these judgments that you make of them in your head, you know. And it matters so much to you, what group this person is. If it's not the group that you identify with, then it's automatically wrong and you need to outcast them. You feel me? So it don't make sense to me why they would be against racism. It's like you doing the same shit to another group of people. You being prejudiced towards another group of people. But you want people to treat you fairly, huh? It don't make sense. It don't add up, bro. It don't add up. I don't mind. Like, I don't see no problem with people being like, "Oh, you homosexual, cool." I don't roll like that, because with me, I'm not like that, you're not gonna catch me doing that personally, but I'm also not gonna shit on it. I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, you, bruh, I can't even touch your hands no more." Like, that's still a human being at the end of the day, man. And it's very hypocritical of people that are prejudiced towards any group of people, Yet they still want respect and an opportunity to prove their individuality to the world, They don't want to be grouped into a certain group of people in a negative stereotype, or whatever, and not given the opportunity to prove who they are to the world, because we not like everybody else. Black people, we're not the same, And this is one of the reasons why this whole thing bothers me, the homophobia. Because it does remind me of how, even though I've never, like, I'm not a homosexual, I've still been outcasted by, or at least I felt outcasted by black people because, I grew up a certain way. Not saying that it's due to my surroundings or anything, but just the things that I was just interested by. I grew up liking skateboarding, liking rock music. What else? I've always talked real proper. My family don't really. They from the south, And I'm a suburban kid. You feel me? I've always been outcasted. You feel me? I've always been so different in damn near every single way. What else? I was just thinking about something earlier today. I didn't like basketball growing up. I do now, but growing up, I didn't. I didn't like rap music as much. I've always liked it, but not as heavy as everybody else has. Just things about me were not the stereotypical things that you would give towards black people. And when other black people would be around me, like, I had to listen to my rock music on the low, in my headphones, cut it down real low so nobody hear it and judges me, And of course, it's not the same thing as sexuality, but it's just knowing that a group of people aren't going to accept you just for some small thing, That doesn't even have anything to do with them, It's not like you disturbing their livelihood or anything, but it sucks to feel outcasted by a group of people, Especially a group of people that you feel like are supposed to be on your side, those that are supposed to, they say you're supposed to love each other, we're supposed to love each other, but growing up and being like a Oreo, being called an Oreo, saying that you talk too white, or they perpetuate these stereotypes and these boundaries for themselves, and they project those things onto you as well, And they end up not accepting you because of that. You're outcasted. They won't accept you as much as they accept other people who like the stereotypical things. And, so basically my point is that that shit sucks, that's why I feel like I can relate to and Isaiah Rashad, even though not completely, because, I'm not dealing with the same circumstance and I'm not on the same level. But I always feel for people who are, just different, and I always am rooting for people who are different and know that they can be outcasted by just off of being who they are, just off of their own identity and the things that they like or whatever, I'm always rooting for those people, you feel me? I'm always rooting for someone like Kanye West, even though he might come off as crazy and he might say some things I totally disagree with or I don't like. Or some things I do like, a lot of it that I do like, but I see the issues that he's dealing with. I see how he's being outcasted, and I also see, that he has a lot of trouble articulating himself. And I'm blessed to have great articulation, That's a gift of mine, but not everybody has that, and that's something that he struggles with, and I see it, and it's like people. I see where his character seems to be at, you feel me? I see what he's trying to do. And I am rooting for that, I'm also, Childish Gambino, he grew up where I was born at, you feel me? In Stone Mountain. And he was the Oreo, Like I got a vinyl of the Camp album. Not because it's the best album that I've ever heard or one of the best albums. It's not. I listened back to it and it's really not. But it's not a terrible album. And the reason why I got it is because it's meaningful. It was something that really got me through my depression years in high school of feeling like an outcast, you feel me? Feeling like I'm not accepted. Him talking about how he grew up being the, also me being kind of nerdy, you feel me? Me looking like a nerd and being really smart, it kind of outcast me from other black people because, there's certain limits that that all black people have to be in, you feel me? Or else you're not really one of us. And hearing his story, I could relate to it a lot. So I'm rooting for him as well. Isaiah Rashad, him being a homosexual, but still being into the stuff that he is into. His music re can relate to like more hood dudes, you feel me? But his sexuality doesn't, you feel me? So people, like I said, they can't see for anything outside of that sexuality, so they outcast you. And I'm rooting for him, man, because I know. Also his mental health stuff that he addresses and talked about, I can relate to that shit. You feel me? So I'm rooting for that. So it bothers me a lot when I see stuff like this, where it's just people, to see that it's still a large portion of people in certain communities that just don't accept somebody just because it's not the same as them. Everybody got to fit a certain mold, or else you don't deserve to be here. And fuck you, you're not even on the same level of the rest of the human beings. It sucks to see that shit in 2022, bro. Because it doesn't just delete itself. Sadly, like the Tyler the Creators and Lil Nas X's, those dudes ain't even completely in rap. They never connected to the hood dudes to begin with. You feel me? They never connected to that group of people to begin with. But I support them too. You feel me? I love Tyler the Creator. You feel me? But I would say that it's a lot easier for them to make it due to their audience not being, the real tough and rough and, hyper masculine dudes who try to put on a front and be They're the ones who have to try to feel like they fit in a mold. Those are the same dudes who call themselves alphas, you feel me? Who have to verbally say that they're an alpha in order to feel significant, you feel me? They're trying to fight to fit in a mold so they can feel comfortable with themselves, but they struggle with themselves. That's the only reason why I can see somebody really caring about somebody else's sexuality. I don't care about nobody's sexuality. I don't care about nobody's race. I don't care about none of that shit unless I see it being an issue. And it's not always an issue. Somebody being white and me being black does not always create an issue, bro. You feel me? I grew up in the suburbs in one of the most diverse places, in America. I met probably every single, every, I met so many different races and ethnic backgrounds, bro. Poor, rich, and middle class, you feel me? Of each. So, race don't really mean too much to me, but I'm still not blind to the realities of the world, I'm still not blind to racism or prejudice and how certain people might view me, I'm not blind to it, but at the same time, I'm not gonna only see life through those lens, you feel me? Yeah, I'll be all over the place with this shit. Might as well call this a stream of consciousness, 'cause that's what it is. These rants of whatever. But basically, what I was saying is none of that shit really matters to me, and I don't think it should matter to people unless they are. And I hate to say people being insecure about themselves, 'cause a lot of women say that towards men when, like, even when it's not even called for, like, it has nothing to do with insecurity. Like they be like, oh, I can have a male best friend and go over to his house and sleep in the same bed because my man isn't insecure in himself. Like, no, shawty, you cheating. But, no, for real though, like I only see somebody being so consumed with the identity or something that somebody else does behind closed doors if they are insecure in themselves in some way, I don't think that what somebody else does that has nothing to do should bother you so much, Like, turn that shit off. That shit, that nigga gay, Unless it's like something. Like, I've heard a gay rapper, you feel me? Like, there's a song called, it was trendy at one time. It was called, like, Bussy or something. Man, like, I ain't listening to that shit. You better turn that shit off. 'Cause that makes me uncomfortable. But also, it's not even me being homophobic because it even makes me uncomfortable to hear female rappers rapping about a lot of the stuff that they do, all the nasty stuff that they do. I don't like that type of stuff, you feel me? It's not something that I subscribe to, so it's not something that I want to hear directly, but if it's like somebody just happens to be a homosexual, but what they do, their art form or whatever, has no reflection of that really. It's not like them, like getting a descriptive language or whatever of like it unless it matters in the context, it doesn't matter to me, But even if it is in the context, like if Tyler the Creator talking about a dude being attracted to a dude, like I still appreciate the art form for what it is, So it's not like I'm gonna turn it off. Like even when Tyler the Creator jokes around with being gay, that shit is still funny. Like me and Flex looking in the index for buff neck niggas just for some, that shit was funny, bro. But I ain't even talking about nothing no more, bro. I'll finish this whole thing off, but basically, oh shit, you know what? I missed the point, and I'm gonna talk about it on another. voice note because I think it's pretty important.